You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon. She represents the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District, and she's also a member of the Republican Study Committee. That's a group that is coming out now with an alternative to the expected multi-hundred-billion-dollar stimulus package offered by the congressional majority of the Democrats, as well as the new president, Barack Obama. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg, for the opportunity.
You have said in a press release today that there are essential principles contained in this alternative package. What do you believe are the key principles for any true economic stimulus package?
Well, you're right, Greg, and we believe in the Republican Study Committee that for economic recovery and relief for taxpayers, there are three main themes. One is to support families through tax relief, kind of a unique principle. Give them some relief. Taxpayers need a bailout, too. The second one is economic relief for American businesses and entrepreneurs, and we've certainly seen all kinds of reports about businesses and their revenues and some of the cutbacks that they're having to make. And third is just to save future generations from crushing debt and the debt burden and the national debt that we're proposing to add on in this Congress. And so we believe that we need to be watching our national debt and not passing on this debt to future generations.
Well, let's talk about those principles now, each in a little more detail. Number one, tax relief. The Obama plan supposedly calls for about 40% of it to be a tax relief for couples, singles, small businesses, and so forth. Critics of that plan suggest that it's one time, not a change in actual tax policy that will be made permanent. What specifically would your alternative package focus on, and how permanent would it be?
Well, that's a good point, Greg. You know, we are concerned that we're happy to see President-elect Obama propose tax cuts. I always like tax cuts and relief for taxpayers, and we believe that's where a stimulus package should start, is leaving more money in the pockets of the American people. But the tax cuts that he has been proposing seem to be, at this point in time, temporary tax cuts, but yet seems to be permanent spending that will add on to the national debt. And so what we're proposing is that we look at several measures that would give relief to families and to individuals and to businesses to stimulate the economy, stimulate investment, and to do it long-term. And in fact, we've seen this with Democrat and Republican presidents, whether it was President Kennedy back in the 60s or whether it was President Reagan or President Bush with the tax cuts of 2001, 2003. We've seen those tax cuts be able to jumpstart the economy during lagging times. So we're proposing many different things. One is a 5% across-the-board income tax cut that would basically take the 6 federal income tax rates down by 5% and to make those new rates permanent. And under the current law, with some of the tax cuts that we had in 2001, 2003 with President Bush, those income tax rates are actually going to expire and increase in 2011, which would be a tax increase. We're also looking at things like raising the amount that you can deduct for the child tax credit from $1,000 to $5,000 to help families, lowering the capital gains tax rate on businesses to 15%. We believe that would keep more money here in the United States and encourage more businesses to invest here. Repeal the alternative minimum income tax, which was in place in 1969 and was going to address some of the top wealthy taxpayers, but because it didn't work out the way it was supposed to, now 30 million people could get hit with the AMT in 2009. So we'd like to repeal that permanently. We'd like to even work on distributions for retirement accounts. Under current law, senior citizens beginning at the age of 70 and a half are required to make mandatory withdrawals from their IRAs. So we'd like to suspend that through 2009. Look at withdrawals from IRAs to make them tax and penalty free during this economic tightening for the year 2009, to where people had problems with paying their mortgages or some other financial emergencies, that they could actually use their own money to get them out of their issues by having the IRAs penalty free and tax free for 2009, and even to help families with students in colleges to increase the tax deduction for student loans by 50%. So those are some of the family things we'd like to do. And then we're also looking at some relief issues for businesses and entrepreneurs with full and immediate expenses, reduction of the corporate income tax rate from 35% down to 25%, indexing capital gains tax, making research and development tax credits permanent, and even having longer periods for carryback on net operating losses. But along with all that, you can do all the tax cuts for families and businesses, but we'd also like to do something unique, and that is to, because you don't see it done in Congress very much, and that is reduce spending, to look at government waste and bring more efficiency, and to have in our economic recovery plan for the Republican Study Committee a 1% reduction in spending, and then, of course, we'll continue to look for other ways to make government more efficient and reform it.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon. And Congresswoman, in our last minute to 90 seconds here, the Republicans, especially in the House, obviously have a difficult road ahead of them since the rules in the House definitely favor the majority. How do you hope to affect the changes you're hoping to affect while working with that disadvantage?
You know, we're going to take our case to the people of America. You know, the American people are smart. American people are concerned about our national debt. They're concerned about our economy. They're concerned about foreign ownership into so much of America. They're concerned about even our economic security as it relates to other foreign countries. They're concerned about their pocketbooks, their jobs. And when you can talk to the American public to say, you know, here's other ideas that we can look at, other solutions that we can pursue. And frankly, President-elect Obama said he wanted all ideas on the table, and he wanted Republicans to step up. And we feel like it's our duty and obligation to step up with the best and brightest ideas that we can come forth with to help move our economy forward and to help create more jobs and investment, and that's what we're going to try to do.
And we'll keep track of your efforts inside the Republican Study Committee as well as the debate as it hits the committee and floor levels. Congressman, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, too.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon represents her state's 5th Congressional District. She's also a member of the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives. This is Dateline Washington.